Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends, and welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord, where every week we gather on Wednesday to talk about the astrology and energies of the next 7 days. And in this show, we talk about what's happening, what you could be feeling, how planets are talking to each other, what some of the big messages are now. And it's all to help you feel connected to the bigger energies that are happening all around us, as well as to validate what you are picking up on. Because more times than not, you're exactly in tune with what's going on. And it can just help to hear that. It can help to hear that you're not alone. You're not the only one who's feeling this way or experiencing something. And this is a way that we do that, is with astrology. It's a marvelous system. It shows a lot of what we don't normally tap into. Astrology gives a language to the energies, an understanding that can be satisfying for our linear mental selves. So thank you for joining me, and we're going to look at what is going on in the next week ahead, as well as a head up at what is coming down the pike here in May. Now, I don't know about you, but I was so glad that April was over, especially the last few days when we had that big, powerful, gorgeous Scorpio full moon. And it felt like April was rather crunchy and rocky. We started with the Mercury retrograde. We had the tension between those Aries planets that want to go, 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 and the Capricorn planets that say, no, you have to wait. And so at times it felt like walking on glass, or walking really gently and intentionally on a foundation that was lacking. And as we move into May, we feel more solid. We have more support, but we're also going to have some big changes. So we're in an interesting time here, because 2018 is meant to show us more of what we want and who we are and what we can really manifest and experience in our lives. So I'm going to get started talking about all this very soon. I have a few quick announcements. For those of you who are interested in learning astrology and as the energies pertain to you, I'm offering a brand new class. It's an astrology transit class that starts May 16th. It is 4 weeks long. And in this class, we look at how the transits are operating in your chart. Please excuse me. I'm a little tongue-tied right now. I think that's just going to work itself out as the show continues, though. So this astrology transits class is all about the transits in your chart and how they show up. And each week, you're going to have a different chart to look at of your natal energies and your transit. So I've offered this course before. It's been a few years, though, and it's a very hands-on class. It's important that you already are familiar with your natal chart, because we don't talk about your natal chart as much. So this is more of an intermediate class, and it's a great way to see the main energies that are happening for you right now and throughout the rest of 2018. So there's a link below the show to that astrology transits class, or you can go to my website, consciouscoolchic.com, and under the astrology tab, you'll find a link to this class. So you do not have to be live at the class. It's okay to listen to replays. I know that people are busy, and this is a global students who attend. So it's okay to catch these classes after they're live. So that's one announcement. Second announcement is that I want to do a quick shout out and deepest thank you to those of you who have supported my books and my writing, who have purchased these books through the years. I started writing back in 2013. That's when I released my first books. Just this week in Australia, two of my books were in the top 20 at the same time. In spirituality, self-help. A Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness was at number 1, and The Art of Trapeze, my spiritual memoir, was at number I think it was at number 14. I couldn't believe it. I was just like, this is incredible. Even if this all changes in 24 hours, I don't care. I'm just grateful. And then I saw that in Canada, Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness was number one in a few categories, including gender studies, spiritual self-help, and then political and social sciences, which was funny to me because it was right next to James Comey's book. And I thought, I'm pretty sure that I write for a very different demographic than James Comey's book. But nonetheless, I am grateful. And most importantly, I just hope that what I write and share pertains to you, to your journey, to your spiritual awakening, to your process. And again, helps you understand you're not alone with any of this. And it's hard at times, and it's a struggle, and you go through a lot of deep energies, but it's always to emerge on the other side. And in these books, a lot of it I write about is from understanding how Pluto works in your chart, especially transiting Pluto. And when Pluto transits, especially your ascendant, your sun, or your moon, you really change at a deep level. And so these books were actually written because I've had those three Pluto transits. Pluto went over my ascendant in 2006, 2007, Pluto has squared my sun, and Pluto has opposed my moon. So I've had intense experiences, but I know that every time we have those, we're meant to learn and share and offer it forward to help other people on the path. So just a thank you to those of you who have resonated with these teachings and work. Remember, you can also connect with more astrology teachings on my new YouTube channel. That is where I do these intense looks at the full moon and the new moon, as well as other significant astrology transits. And I offer some more teachings, spiritual teachings, as well as my own writing process and writing tips and all kinds of things. So I'm just getting started on YouTube. So check that out if you're interested. So now let's get to it here. We have the sun in Taurus right now. As I do this show, it is at 12 degrees. And the sun moves 1 degree a day, 1 degree a day. And so obviously that makes sense when you look at, well, there's 30 degrees in a zodiac sign, and it takes about 30 days to go through the calendar. And so when we're moving through Taurus energy, what we're supposed to be doing is accumulating, is collecting, is being self-reliant, self-sufficient. We are supposed to be focused on how we make money, how we feel abundance, what we do for abundance, how we spend our money, where we invest in ourselves. And all of this is really grounded in how we believe we are worthy. And do you believe you are worthy of receiving unlimited amounts of money, unlimited amounts of funds? Do you believe that you are rich beyond measure? Taurus asks us to look at our relationship to wealth, abundance, prosperity, and how we have the capacity to take care of these parts of ourselves. Each of us, we are fully equipped with the energy to make our own money, to spend our own money, to feel that we're worthy of money. And also love. It's the self-worth piece that's connected to the receiving of love, being loved, feeling loved. And that starts within. That starts within ourselves. And so we're at this point right now where you are meant to really be collecting and accumulating and making money and saving and all of these things that help you feel solid in your life, self-sufficient, okay? Taurus is the energy of the homesteading. You know what that is? Where you live off the land. You live off the grid, on the land. You grow your vegetables. You grow your fruit. You do your fishing or your hunting. You burn coal. You cut down the wood to put in the fireplace. Self-sufficient, homesteading. A beautiful way to think about this. Where in your life do you need to get stronger in your ability to be self-sufficient and to take care of your needs. And these are your practical needs, your everyday needs. Taurus is an earth sign. So it's about making sure you can pay your bills, you buy your food, you take care of your property, you take care of everything that you own. You understand that what you own is part of your energy field, and how does that support you? Or does it weigh you down? Do you have too much focus on money and you're too materialistic or perhaps shallow, and that's all it is? It's just like this endless desire to accumulate and to be richer and richer without anything else beneath that. If someone is that way, it is the ego that is overriding everything else, and it's the ego's desire to be demonstrating wealth as if that is a reflection of self-worth or self-esteem. But in Taurus, what we're really looking at is, it's because I am worthy that I can be and feel wealthy. So the worthiness part has to come first, and that is a sense of I am my own person. I know who I am. I am solid in my core and in my sense of self. I am a rock, and that is my core strength. So that's what the Taurus energy does for all of us, is it asks us to look at how we really feed and nourish these parts of ourselves. Now, it's important to take this energy and put it into the grand cycle of astrology. So let me give you a demonstration of that. Taurus is the first earth sign, and all the earth signs rule the physical world. And like I just mentioned, that's money, food, your possessions, your car, your job, your body, everything in the physical world. And in Taurus is when we get that energy started and really initiated, so that how we feel about this area of our lives sets energy in motion that lasts for the next full cycle. So we take, let me give you the example of agriculture, an earth sign energy. You can go to a garden store, a nursery, and buy some of those starter plants that already have begun sprouting and they have the roots, and you put it in your own garden and you make sure that it's well grounded, the roots take hold, you feed it, you make sure it gets sun. And then over the next few months, that plant, we're going to say strawberry, is growing and flourishes. And then it's time to harvest it in the next earth sign, which is Virgo. Okay, so you plant it in the first earth sign, Taurus, and then you harvest it in the next earth sign, which is Virgo. Virgo is a time of year when plants are ready to be harvested. Excuse me, just a second. I got something in my throat. Okay, I'm back. Got something in my throat, took a sip of water. I didn't want to cough in your ear. So the crops are harvested, and during Virgo, we have the Virgo new moon, and we have the harvest moon, and that's when it's time to pick what we've sowed, to pick what we've planted, and to then take those goods to market, which is what we do under Libra. But the point is, you've harvested something. You have something tangible to show for it. And this harvest is meant to last you through the next cycle. And in fact, it lasts you until you get to Capricorn, winter. And that is when you start to ration, or you start to realize, well, how much do I have left? How much do I have to use till I get to the next time that I plant seeds? Do I have enough to share? Do I have to save my crops? You know, what do I have here? So you take an assessment in the third earth sign, which is Capricorn. So for then from Capricorn to Taurus, you begin the next cycle. As you finish up whatever those crops were, and you probably start to run out, but then you understand how much you've used in a season, how many strawberries you've eaten, if you need to grow more in the next cycle, if you grew too much, but you were able to share with your neighbors. So you went through this full growth cycle of this awesome strawberries, and then you take it as, okay, now I have to make choices around what I can realistically manage in the next cycle. So every time we are in an earth sign, when the sun is in an earth sign, we are really looking at our resources and what we have in our physical world that we have to manage, that we have to take care of, that literally feeds us, that supports us, our supply. And so right now in Taurus, if the cycle begins, that ultimately you want to start something that's going to last you through the next 12 months, if not longer, because it's going to keep evolving and changing as the sun goes into each following earth sign. And so that's why right now it's really important that you feel solid about how you can make money or how you spend money or if you need to save money. There's the planets in Capricorn that are all about saving, thinking about your finances for the long term, thinking about what will last, not being too flamboyant, if you will. It's a much more frugal energy. And so when we look at this, we have to understand that everything is energy. And so what is your relationship with money, with love? And ultimately, all of that goes down to how you are rooted in your own self-love and self-worth. And there are unlimited supplies in the universe. There are unlimited strawberries. There are unlimited blueberries. There's unlimited ears of corn. And so how are you recognizing your ability to be a manifester, to be connected with these unlimited channels of wealth? And that's what Taurus asks us to look at. Taurus is an observer. It is simple. It takes 1, 2, 3 steps. It's like I do this, and then I do this, and then I do this. It does not overexert or go too fast. It stays the course, and it knows that there's a process involved. So we're meant to be fortifying ourselves here with new senses of self-love and self-worth based on who you are now, but understand that all of that is the energy that's going to sustain you going forward. When the sun is in Taurus, money matters come up, and we have to look at things. We have to look at the bills. We have to look at, where we invest or what has meaning to us now, where we want to spend our money. And then we also look at our relationship with ourselves. So you might be triggered in some way to look at that relationship with yourself and to see where you have to get stronger in your core sense of self-love and self-worth and what that means to you. That's also important, is that your definition of that could be different than someone else's. Now, the sun in Taurus is ruled by Venus, and Venus is currently in Gemini. Now, Venus in Gemini is chatty, social. She's a social butterfly. She's very busy. Her mind is active, and she's reading, and she's consuming information, and she's on every social media channel. So there's a lot of energy that's very vibrant when Venus is in Gemini. However, she can be too scattered, and she can have anxiety. She can feel overwhelmed. She can feel like there's too much to do. I don't know what to focus on. I overcommit. She can be restless and flaky because she overcommits. And so this can show up through your money, where you just didn't realize certain bills you had or certain commitments you make, or you've been socializing a lot, and all of that going out adds up, and it drains your bank account, and you realize, oh, wow, I didn't realize I spent that much money. Now, it's important to be aware of this because Venus is approaching a square to Neptune. Venus is currently at 9 degrees of Gemini. Neptune is at 15 degrees. And when this square is exact, I'm going to give you that date, that is when we don't see things clearly because Neptune makes it all fuzzy and foggy. And so you realize, I didn't realize I spent that much money. Or I forgot I had this bill. Or I forgot I said I would pay for this. Or I forgot that I bought that. We're forgetful about money. We're forgetful about our social lives. That's what the Neptune influence does. So Venus squares Neptune let me see here. I'm in May. I was looking at April. We're in May. On the 8th of May, 7th, 8th. So that's early next week. Just keep an eye on what you commit to, the bills, the things that show up that you forgot about. And also, it's not a good time to make commitments or obligations, because a part of you doesn't want it. A part of you feels maybe obligated, but you don't really want to follow through, and then you disappear or you ghost someone. So just know that that's coming up. That is Venus squaring Neptune on May 7th and 8th. Now, the Sun in Taurus is going to be opposing Jupiter in Scorpio. And that's always an interesting money situation, because, you know, Jupiter is, in pushing in Scorpio, is how we benefit from other people's foreclosures or losses or sales or things they have to give up. And the Sun in Taurus is us buying their assets and saying, I want that. I have a story that really brings this to life for you. Just today, my son and I went to Toys R Us, which is the store that declared bankruptcy a while ago, and they were trying to get their act together. But as you may or may not know, it's really hard for these big box retail stores to make it these days. And that's why malls are closing and there's a lot of empty shopping centers, at least here in the U.S. So Toys R Us is liquidating everything. That is Jupiter and Scorpio. They are liquidating, so they're having all these sales and all these markdowns. And my son and I went in there today because I was looking to see what they had for summer fun toys. And we bought a few things, and that was me being Sun in Taurus. When you benefit from their sale, from what they have to get rid of, that is what the Sun in Taurus opposing Jupiter in Scorpio is. And so that energy is going to come in and be exact next Wednesday and Tuesday, so the 9th and the 10th of May. And you're going to feel that perhaps as some kind of push and pull between finances or between your obligations, even between something you want to do but you don't know if you should do it, probably because of the money involved. See, I'm talking a lot about money because that's what's really strong right now when the Sun is in Taurus, not to mention Jupiter in Scorpio, which is another financial energy. So we have all this big money stuff coming up. But remember, in Taurus, you're supposed to make money. You're supposed to bring it in. And you're supposed to spend money on what you value. So keep that in mind, is that there is this infusion of financial energy that's coming. It's coming in May. And it also pertains to the upcoming shift where Uranus enters Taurus for the first time in 84 years. This happens on May 15th, which is also the Taurus new moon. So May 15th is a really big day. And it's potentially an earthquaking, shaking day. Because not only does Uranus enter Taurus, an Earth sign, but we also have a square from Mars. And the square from Mars is going to be happening two more times. So it happens a total of three times throughout the rest of this year. So here's my heads up for you, because we're going to talk about this more next week as we get closer. Mid-May has something groundbreaking. And in your chart, you want to find 0 degrees of Taurus, because that is the point where you're going to feel something shaking. And this doesn't mean it's a bad thing. I see it as something shaking off, shaking loose. It could set you free. It could be some kind of burden you felt. You see it in a different way. You feel it in a different way. When Uranus goes into Taurus, we get a new understanding around the purpose of money, finances, banking. It really looks at how we are using those energies and if they are truly supportive of who you are. Uranus is a rebel. It is an activist. It is a revolutionary. It is an entrepreneur. It is the one who cannot be tamed. And don't tell me what to do anyways. Uranus is also a part of your awakening process. And everything that you have come to understand about yourself since Uranus went into Aries in 2010. And so since 2010, you've learned so much about who you really are, right? And you've understood what is not you. And you don't want this anymore. You don't want that anymore. And you shake it off. Now, the energy continues forward into Taurus. And it asks you to look at what you've been burdened by and where you're ready to make some real changes in your relationship with money. Because, again, it reflects your relationship with your self-worth and your self-love and how you feel grounded and rooted in your physical experience. This is also the energy of earthquakes, literal earthquakes, because Taurus being the earth sign and Uranus coming in there and shaking it up, well, that's a big deal. So the middle of May is big, it's powerful. And not only do we have this Uranus in Taurus energy, but we have Mars squaring Uranus. And Mars is a trigger, a catalyst, the one who initiates or provokes. And as it squares Uranus, I get this image. This was just so funny. I get the image of, you know, tile grout? The stuff that you thought was, like, permanent, that you thought was a sure thing, that you thought, oh, I can't get rid of this. Oh, I can't let this go. I can't get this out. It's like that stain. I'm seeing tile grout. It gets shaken out. Like what you thought couldn't be moved, that immovable force, that the parts of you that you thought could never change, they are really being pushed to change in a whole new way with this energy. And so it's like you get cleansed. It's kind of like, I'm just seeing shower tiles that are newly cleaned. They're like sparkling white because what you thought was a permanent stain or something that was permanent in there is just flushed out and it's like kicked out of there. And it just, it actually feels really good. It feels purifying. It feels like, okay, wow, I really wasn't expecting that. It helps you let go even more of that, of whatever you felt was holding you back or holding you down. Like, this is the kind of stuff where people make big life changes, my friends. That's what this is. This is revolutionary life changes where you can't be held back and you thought you were stuck or you thought something would never change. Perhaps you gave up on it. Perhaps you didn't see another possibility. This is the energy that comes in and says, oh, it's happening. It just wasn't time yet. And by the way, you weren't ready yet because you had to have a stronger sense of yourself in order to handle this type of monumental change. And that's what we're moving towards in the middle of May. And you're ready. You are ready. We're all ready for this big change. We also have this week Mercury clearing his shadow. That means that Mercury is moving out of the zone where he went retrograde. So he went retrograde at 16 degrees of Aries. On May 3rd, he moves past 16 degrees of Aries, moves ahead. And so he's into new territory finally after being in this zone for about 2 months. Aries moves forward into new parts of the zodiac that really helps you see how you're new, what is new for you, what is fresh, what is that beginning that you're really ready for. Because we know that April was not the time. Even though on some level you could have been working on something, the layers were there that had to be planted, but it's like now it's time. May is more revolutionary. May brings in this sense of I'm ready. So I would really recommend looking at how you claim what you want going forward, how you're ready to embrace it, how you're ready to believe in it, because now you believe in yourself in a whole new way, in a much, much higher way. And that is what's required now, especially as we move through 2018. It just feels like you get the sense of no going back. There's something within you that has really shifted, and I feel it as even the first, 4 months of this year, we've all had significant shifts. And now there's a sense of I'm on this path. This is what I'm committed to. This is what I want. This is what it's about for me, and I'm going to keep going this direction. So the more that you can really, I feel it as embrace. An embrace of who you are right now, an embrace of what you want and what you crave. There's a craving energy here. Like, you really are craving something. And so, I feel like it's almost, if you were to receive what you're craving, would you truly be able to receive it? Or would you reject it and push it away? And what we have to do right now is truly accept it and truly receive it. Let's take a look here. We have Mars. He's currently at 24 degrees of Capricorn. And I feel like he's been in Capricorn for years. Of course, that's an exaggeration. But he's been in Capricorn a long time. And he's going to stay in Capricorn until the middle of May as well. And so this is about that self-ownership, that self-authority, self-mastery stuff that you have to be comfortable with on your own, doing it on your own terms, not needing anybody else. Because Capricorn actually is not a relationship sign. It isn't about other people. It's about the goal, the thing, the business, the dream, the bigger picture. And so there's other people connected to that, of course. But with these planets in Capricorn, it's interesting because our focus really isn't on relationships right now. And maybe you're feeling that too. If you don't have as much energy for relationships right now, be it acquaintances, friendships, family, whatever it might be, romantic partners. It's interesting because all of the Capricorn energy, Saturn, Pluto, and Mars, are very much the go-it-alone thing right now. And Mars is going to go into Aquarius May 16th, but then he goes retrograde in Aquarius on June 26th, and he goes back into Capricorn. He goes back to 28 degrees of Capricorn. We have the South Node in Aquarius cleaning out people. I say that with love because we know that everyone brings us gifts and healing and lessons and things to learn. And then they go. And whenever the South Node is in Aquarius, people leave. Groups of people leave. Tribes leave. Soul contracts end. It's like, okay, got it. We're good. Now we each have to go on our own way. And so we have this theme right now that is not about relationships, and it's more about doing your work and the work at hand and where you want to focus on what you're building. So know that that's in the collective too. If you feel like things are quiet, or that you're not socializing as much, or that you're alone more than you normally would be, that's pretty normal right now. And that's what the energies are showing us, is that it is a time of being in your own energy. Again, it gets back to this Taurus energy of self-reliance, and what are you building that is meant to sustain you for the long term, that's meant to be this new, I feel it as a new platform, like a new energetic platform And so we're all building that up, okay? So we're all little worker bees. We're doing our own platforms. We're doing our work. We're focused on certain things that really have meaning to us, that we value, that we want to last the long term. There's only so many hours in the day. There's only so much time in the day. And at the end of the day, you're like, my best friend is Netflix. And that's all I've got energy for. So that's just really strong right now. And don't take it personal, or don't feel like you're left out or that you're missing something. We're really meant to be doing this work right now. Now, it's going to change, as it always does. But the best thing we can do is make the most of the current energies, the current themes, and to go with them, and to know that they're all part of the bigger picture and that they all serve a purpose. Because this platform you're building, like, I'm getting the image of multiple people working. Like, I see a platform, and then there's your desk and your house, and it's all like, I am an island. I am a rock. I am an island. I am working away, and I don't have a lot of people coming around. But then what happens is everyone gets their own platform so solid and secure that then everyone's on the same level. And I'm getting the image of when you have your solid platform, then there's bridges, kind of like this really cool tree fort. Swiss Family Robinson tree fort or something, where all of it connects, and you have a bridge to this person and a bridge to that person, and you realize, oh my goodness, there's so many people here. I didn't realize it because we were all had our heads down working, but now that everyone has built something that's really solid, it's truly them, then you build these, then it all gets connected through these bridges. I think there was a Star Wars movie with the Ewoks, right? And they all live in a tree. Okay, I'm not a Star Wars person, so please forgive me for not knowing. But I feel like I remember that there was some kind of Star Wars movie, and the Ewoks, they all lived in the trees, and they all had these cool bridges, suspension bridges, that all connected to all their different huts in the trees. That's the visual I'm getting. So just keep trusting that what you're building is going to connect you with the right people, and you'll know when it's time because the energies will shift. Okay, I'm just looking over my notes here. Don't forget about that astrology transits class. It starts May 16th. Limited spaces, because I work with everyone who registers, I work with you, and I don't do a class for like hundreds and hundreds of people. I'm not interested in that kind of work. I like to know who I'm working with. So I really limit the number of participants so that you can get a quality experience. So if you're interested in learning more about the transits in your class, or excuse me, in your chart, sign up for that class. Thank you for listening to this show. I felt like my tongue was tied. But hey, that's just how it goes sometimes, and onwards we go. I will be back with another live podcast next week, next Wednesday. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing this. I'm glad that this show can support more people and to help them understand you're not alone with any of this. So thank you, my friends. I appreciate your presence and your energy. And I will see you online, and I'll see you back here for our next live class. Take care.